This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Well, let's see now, shall we? There has been the great resignation and quiet quitting and probably some more high volume quitting as well. As we tell you every time the JOLTS report comes out, the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, people have been leaving their jobs in this economy in astonishing numbers. Well, we've gotten some insight into the why of it all from a new survey by the payroll and HR firm UKG, which is an advertiser on this program, we should tell you. Turns out, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, workers just aren't a very happy bunch right now.
Half of American workers wouldn't recommend their job or their employer to someone they care about, like their own kid. More than 4 in 10 wouldn't wish their job on their worst enemy.
Folks are really burnt out at this moment. One of the stats was 45% don't want to work anymore, period.
Chris Mullen directs the UKG Workforce Institute. He says with coworkers leaving for new jobs and careers or to spend more time with family, remaining workers often feel underappreciated and overworked.
Folks really want to have an enjoyable experience.
So how come we're not enjoying ourselves? Well, one reason may be raised expectations. Over the past 2 years, many workers got more flexibility, more accommodation from their employers, at least those who don't work in face-to-face essential service jobs. They've been able to work how, where, and sometimes even when they want, says Carl Van Horn at the Rutgers University Workforce Development Center.
Like, I want to live in Portland, but my employer's in New York City. Okay, fine. Go ahead and do that. Now, of course, employers are pushing against that expectation. And a lot of employees are saying, no, I'll find someone else that gives me that flexibility.
Another thing bumming out workers these days, says Peter Capelli at the Wharton School, knowing someone you used to work with is now doing better than you.
You're hearing these stories about employers bidding up wages elsewhere and allowing people to work remotely, and you can't do those things, and so you suddenly feel worse off.
Especially, it turns out, if you already make a good salary. Chris Mullen says the workers most dissatisfied with their jobs right now are
people who make between $100,000 and $200,000. Pay is a little bit less relevant in my manager, my company culture. Do I find meaning at work?
On the other hand, lower income workers are more focused on finding adequate pay, hours, and a safe place to work. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.